Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Good to be with you on our Friday morning get-togethers. Yeah.
And picture-perfect weather here in Vancouver in the mid to high 20s.
Yeah.
Warm, but not hot.
The weather in some of the financial markets has been okay as well.
Yeah, warm but not hot.
Warm. No, we had some good surges a while ago. So
we start off the show with some listener questions. Our first one comes from Michael. Hi, Jim and Bob. It feels like the markets are topping out and the short squeezes are over. The fear greed index has been recently in extreme greed and just turned back down to simple greed this week. Bob, you've often said that, like in ancient Rome, trouble starts in the provinces and slowly makes its way back to the capital. And today, it starts in emerging markets, then the EU, China, and Japan, and finally progresses back to New York via the lesser U.S. indices and finally to the NASDAQ and the S&P. Supposing one were to venture into short positions, would it be reasonable to start by shorting via reverse ETFs? And then going through a progression of the different markets. Is that a good idea?
These reverse ETFs, and some of them are quite leveraged, like you get a double effect or a triple effect. You have to be really timely on these things because they're essentially losing value all the time. So if you're not on the right side of them, I think one's just better to short individual issues that you see, or more or less more simpler ones against the indexes. But when you get into these really exotic ones, they're dangerous.
Another question from Michael. Bob, when will the margin clerks ride into town, and will they arrive before or after the bond vigilantes?
Michael, you've just given me a line. That is a really good one. We'll see a few things first. The gold-silver ratio is turning up as silver underperforms gold, and that can often lead a period of trouble. Credit spreads are really not widening. The killer out there is the yield curve, but you go from the yield curve to the economy. I just went through a lengthy study where the guy's trying to go from the yield curve to stock market. But here is the rule on the yield curve. It inverts, and a recession is inevitable. And then the other second part on that one is that if it's kind of like a rush on the action as it inverts, the more dynamic the action inversion, the more serious the recession. And in our technical work on the curve, it clocks some technical excesses. So on this one, we just have to be patient. And you also mentioned Rome. It's worth commenting on. And Rome went through the third century was like the last century we've been in, where the government just goes crazy and declares war on countries and war on the people. and then fund it through confiscatory taxation. And when that's not enough, it's inflation. So, and then, of course, inflation always does the same thing to the financial markets. So when the whole thing finally crashes, you get into reform. So that Roman experiment ran for a little over 100 years, as best can be determined. And then the next one was the 1500s. I called them the tyrannical centuries. The next one is in the 1500s. Began actually around 1500 and did the whole full thing, the authoritarian experiment, saying it became so corrupt that they corrupted the church into a murderous police state. I mean, it was really serious stuff. And then, of course, ours began in the early 1900s, early stages of communism and everything else. And then we've been through the full, more than, well, it's out to about 120 years. And what do we have? Wild inflation, wild politics. And without the inflation, the bureaucrats, the state, cannot fund itself. It needs the inflation and the taxation. So you go into a recession, tax revenues are going to diminish, and they won't be able to inflate. So then my guess is that the great experiment, our great experiment, authoritarian government, is very close to ending. And what will bring it down is what ended the previous ones, where you go into a period of contraction after 120 years of inflation. It's going to be interesting.
Our second question comes from Justin in Berkeley. Justin says, Bob's an avid historian. He often cites Roman history in his research. I seem to recall the Republic of Rome only lasted for a relatively short period of time, perhaps 250, 300 years before it changed to an imperial empire with wide quality assortment of dictators for the remainder of its dominance. Recently, the U.S. had yet another credit downgrade. Among the obvious fiscal disasters of the U.S. government was the comment, a steady deterioration in standards of governance. The question, was the elected Roman Republic as inept as and as corrupt as the U.S. Congress by its end?
Well, hey, we get to talk about Rome twice. Yes, as covered. The bureaucracy goes radical. Too many wars externally and too much warfare upon their citizens, and they fund it with currency depreciation, and eventually that collapses. So, yeah, we've got two questions back to back. That's really great. It lasted more than, 100 years. Rome was there for, 800 years or something like that, but it's magnificent. Period was, 100 BC through right through to the 3rd century AD, and that is when it all began to change. And it truly was a magnificent civilization with tremendous engineering accomplishments and a very well run army, everything, and then it went crazy. And then it collapsed. So it's a good guide. Actually, if you look up the internet and Google just Rome 3rd century Wikipedia, it's a fairly accurate, they got some not bad details in there. So and it's a guide. We'll see what happens. Then the part of the question is, was the Roman Republic as inept and corrupt as the U.S. Congress by itself?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep.
Is this the beginning of the end of elected government on the planet, what's happening in the U.S.?
No. U.S., for the last election cycles, the election process has been corrupted and rigged. So the problem is that the rigging is part of it. and what the reform will bring, and the reform again will be prompted by nobody having any money. But the reform will include getting back to elections with integrity. So, yeah.
We'll have more with Bob Hoy when we take a look at some interesting headlines from this week.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Bob, our first headline, Russia seeks to work with Africa to weaken the U.S. dollar.
Yep. When you owe dollars, you want to weaken it, and you don't like it. That's what we've been talking about for a few months now, and oh, it was the example of Argentina, complaining about the U.S. dollar. And then you got into the article, and really what it was about is that Argentina owed U.S. dollars, and they had to service their debt into New York in dollars, and then that's the classic age-old, hundreds of years-old problem of trying to service debt obligations into the financial center with the senior currency from a weak currency. Thomas Gresham described that frequently in letters in the 1550s when he was active in the financial center, then was in Antwerp. But this will be a major problem, and the U.S. dollar will likely become unrelentingly strong.
Headline, traders are risking it all on bets that market boom will last. That's from Bloomberg.
Yeah, we had a terrific rush. Our work was, a good market out till about mid-year. Then in May, if things were looking good enough, we thought, we could even get a strong rally, maybe strong enough to end it, and it looks like that way. So we thought that maybe August would be a time when the hot action would begin to falter a little. It's early into the month, and there's a little faltering going on. And the problem will become more accentuated probably once you're past mid-September. So we'll see what happens.
Headline, banks are still losing deposits.
Oh, yeah. That becomes chronic. It's a sign of a post-joyous bubble contraction. Yeah.
Giant trucking firm Yellow shuts down operations. I think they were the third largest trucking company in the U.S.
Huge, 20,000 truckers or something like that. They just, too many regulations, couldn't make any money, couldn't get their pricing right. All kinds of problems when I read the article on that one. But the freight still has to be transported, so somewhere those trucks and truckers will end up moving stuff, but the problem is you're probably going to discover that there's a recession sometime in the last quarter of the year. That it'll be discovered then, I think. My guess, yeah.
Well, I think those 20,000 guys will be okay, the truckers, because so many trucking firms are looking for staff. They can't find people willing to be away from their families 3 or 4 days at a time.
Yeah.
Headline from Reuters, dwindling savings could scupper soft landing hopes.
Yeah. Yeah, actually one should do a study on the concept of a soft landing. And I've found usually it's an economist, the Wall Street economist, and they suddenly discover that there's a little hit in the financial markets and the economy's beginning to slow. So the next step is, nothing can really go wrong, so therefore it's just going to be a soft landing. No, I don't think so. After the severity of the recession, it relates to the intensity of the preceding boom. That's an oldie. Hmm. Yeah.
From the Wall Street Journal, local malls stuck in death spiral plunge in value.
Yeah, that is going to be interesting because we've seen headlines about empty office towers and some of them being converted to residential units. But what can you do with a, you know, one or two story high stretching over acres of mall? I don't know.
Well, you see it here in Vancouver and in Burnaby, Brentwood malls, Lougheed malls. Most of the mall has been taken down or replaced by residential towers. And they've brought in a lot of restaurants because that's something that people like to enjoy in person.
Yeah.
And my local mall here in New Westminster, half the stores are empty. And they're planning a 7,000.
You mean like half of the spaces for stores are actually empty?
Yeah.
So it's beyond being empty of consumers. It's empty of outlets. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, again, COVID didn't help, and then with high inflation, people aren't buying, you know, little gadgets and doodads. Yeah. They're sticking to necessities.
Yeah. You're right. That's a good point.
Headline, China leads in electrifying the road.
Yeah, I had to read the details in that one. Electrifying the road is electric cars or electric vehicles, EVs. And then on another one, I think we might have talked about it a few months ago, there was pictures of literally hundreds and hundreds of electric vehicles parked in China. And the article also related to a few years ago when they had these communal bike services, like they were locked there, you used your cell phone and you paid and you went on your bike and then you left it somewhere and somebody looked after it. So they had literally maybe millions of those bicycles made with all the setups, and then the fad was over and you could see they had acres and acres of space with tangled up bicycles, just all scrapped. So this one then shows it was a similar thing, that everybody was going to use electric cars, and it isn't working out, so they're all being parked. And eventually, at some point, they'll eventually all catch fire, you know, because of those dreadful batteries in them. So I think there's going to be no shortage of entertainment, Jim.
Well, I know charging stations, that's the big issue. People are having trouble finding a place to put electricity into their electric vehicle. But Sweden is building the world's first permanent electric road that will automatically charge EVs as they drive down the road.
Oh, that's interesting. But, you know, if you take a look at one of our standard gasoline service stations, takes up a corner on a block, maybe 150 feet by 150 feet on each corner. But with all the time it takes to juice up an electric car, service stations are going to have to be at least half a block in size. Now, how many people in downtown any city are going to kind of like that? And how can the charging station afford half a block of real estate?
Well, Vancouver's seen the phenomena of all of its downtown service stations closed because the real estate was more valuable as a residential tower than it was as a place to pump out petroleum.
Oh, yeah, that was for sure.
Bob,
well,
always
that's the market for you. Anyways.
Yeah. Bob, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Yeah, Jim, good to be with you, and we're looking forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy, the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, we'll ask it if you send it to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.